Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Chaf Ches. We left off on daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, about 12, 15 lines before the end of the page. So the Mishnah had said that if a person takes a Shavuot that he's not going to eat Kikar Zu, and then he repeats, Shavuot Shlo Achalna, Shavuot Shlo Achalna, and he goes ahead and he eats the Kikar, he's only going to be Chayiv once. So yesterday we saw the first bit of Gemara says, why do I have to change the Lashon from Shavuot Shlo Achal Kikar Zu to Shavuot Shlo Achalna in the second Shavuot? And the Gemara says, well, there's something to be medayik from that. It's dafka because you said it in that order that you're only going to be Chayiv once, but had you reversed the order, Shavuot Shlo Achalna and then Shavuot Shlo Achal Kikar Zu, you would taka b'chayiv twice. But the Gemara now questions a different issue. It says the Gemara, Hasu Lamali, once you tell me that if I take two Shavuos on the same Kikar, I'm only going to be chayiv once, why do you have to mention a third Shavua? What does that add to the discussion? Of course, if I'm only chayiv once for two Shavuos on the same Kikar, I'm also only going to be chayiv once for three Shavuos on the same Kikar. That's at least how Rashi understands the Diyuk of the Gemara. Hasu Lamali says, Rashi, Shavuos we already see at the second one that there's no Shavua Chal on the Shavua. Tosos understands the Diuk differently though. Tosos points out that there is a parallel Sugya in Maseches Nedarim Daf Yud Zayin where the Gemara makes the same Diuk, right? The Gemara says Shavua Shlochel, Shavua Shlochel, Enu Chayev Ela Achas. And the Gemara makes the same deal the Gemara here is about to make, even though over there in the Mishnah we're only Gares 2 Shavuos. It doesn't say a third Shavua. So says Tosfos, based on the fact that in the Gemara Nedarim, it's Medayik from a Mishnah that only says two Shavuos, the same exact thing we're about to learn out over here, which we'll see in a moment what that is, that leads you to believe that the Diuk is not from the third mention of a Shavua. From the third Shavua, there's a Diuk from something else. What is the Diuk? So says Tosfos, L'kach Nirik his farm, D'lo Garsin b'masnis n'dachat l'azimnin. He says, you know what, I wouldn't even be Gares a third Shavua in our Mishnah. Because Ein Achinami, there's no reason to mention a third Shavua in our Mishnah. The girsa over here is, and we shouldn't have Hasu Lamali in our Gemara. That's not the question. The question is not why mention a third time a Shavua. Elahachi Garsinan, the girsa in our Gemara should be, Chiyuva hu deleka says Eino chayiv ela achas in our Mishnah that you're only going to be chayiv once, which implies that Eino chayiv ela achas, but there is still going to be a shvua. The second shvua is in some way still chal, even though you're only going to be chayiv for the first shvua. That's the whole diuk of the Gemara. And let's see. So based on that diuk, what do we learn? Again, either the way Rashi understands, based on the fact that it mentions a third shvua, or the way Tosa understands, based on the fact that it says Eino Chayev Ela Achas, but not that Eino Ela Shavua Achas or Eino Ela Achas. So what are we learning from that? Hakamashmalan says the Gemara, this is the Chiddush. Chiyuvahu Deleka HaShavua Ika. That there is no extra Chiyuv beyond the first Shavua, but there is a second Shavua that's going to be Chal. It's just that you're not going to be Chayev a separate carbon for it. L'maynav kamina that there's another Shavua that's going to be Chal. Di Mishkachas Ravcha Chayla. If there's any space for that second Shavua to be Chal on, it's going to be Chal. L'may Hilchso, where do you have such a case where there's going to be room created for the second Shavua, that the first Shavua is going to get out of the way and the second Shavua is going to have the ability to be Chal? L'cha de Rava, like Rava taught, Da'amar Rava Shim Nishal al Rishona, also shnia tachteha. So Rava says a person takes a shvua, I'm not going to eat kikar zu, and then he takes another shvua, he's not going to eat kikar zu, and he's nishal on the first shvua, then the second shvua is going to be chal still on the kikar. So it's not that the second shvua is as if he didn't say anything and it's totally worthless. No, the second shvua is worth something. It's hovering and waiting for a landing spot. And as soon as the first shvua gets out of the way, because he does she'ela on the first shvua, the second shvua is going to be chal right there. So says the Gemara, this din of Rava that the second shvua is going to be chal if the first one gets out of the way, seems to be supported from a different halacha, the Gabi Nazirus. Lema Masayele, maybe we have a raya to Rava from halacha by Nazirus. Misha Nadar Beis Nazirus, a person takes a neder of two Nazirus, Stam Nazirus or Shloshim Yom, right? A person takes another Nazirus, it's 30 days. Let's say he takes two Nazirus at the same time. Umana Rishona, and he counts the first 30 days. The Hifrish Alei Karban, he even sets aside a karban to cover his first Nazirus. V'achar kach Nishal al Rishona, and then before doing anything else, he's shoel in the first nazirus, he undoes the first nazirus, right? He manages to make it go away. And also lo shniya barishona, the second nazirus is chal in the place of the first nazirus, meaning all those 30 days he's counted toward the first nazirus now count toward the second nazirus. So you see that the that when you take a second shavua, similarly over here, when you take a second shavua, it's not that the second shavua is worthless. Second shavua is just waiting for a landing spot, and as soon as the first shavua gets out of the way, the second shavua is going to be chal, just like by nazirus. The second nazirus is there, it's hovering, it's waiting. As soon as the first nazirus gets out of the way, second nazirus lands. So says the Gemara, no, you can't compare the two cases at all. Hachi hashta, that's a faulty comparison. Hasam nazirus miha. What would be the halacha in the case of nazirus if you were never shoel on the first nazirus? And what would be the halacha with the second nazirus? The halacha would be, as soon as your first nazirus is over, start again, because now you got to cover your second nazirus. There was never a shaila whether the second nazirus was worth something. Of course it was worth something. It was definitely a commitment to accept a second nazirus. It's only a question of when you're going to count the second nazirus. So while you still have the first nazirus intact, the second nazirus was going to have to wait 30 days till after the first one was over. Now that the first nazirus is gone, the second nazirus goes back on the first 30 days. But the second nazirus was always there. But over here, if you take a shvu, I'm not going to eat kikarzu, and then another shvu, I'm not going to eat kikarzu, there is no second shvuah as long as the first shvuah is intact. The second shvuah is meaningless as long as the first shvuah is intact. And therefore, it's not a raya to Rava that when you're shoel on the first shvuah, that the second shvuah automatically goes and takes its place. So, bottom line, do we paskin like Rava? I mean, Rava had this chiddush la'alacha that when you take a couple of shavuos and you're shoel on the first one, well, you're still going to be asked to eat that kikar because you have a second shavua that's going to be chal on that kikar. Do we paskin that way, or do we say no? When you took two shavuos in the same kikar, the second shavua that you took was meaningless, it was worthless, because you already had a shavua at the time, ain shavua chal al shavua, and therefore, if you're shoel on the first one, you have nothing. You don't have the second one because the second one was never valid, and you don't have the first one because you were shoel on it. So do we paskin like Rava, or do we not paskin like Rava? So what happened in the Gemara? Let's just keep track. Rava had this chiddush. The Gemara never rejected the chiddush. What did the Gemara do? It said, we think we have a raya to the chiddush of Rava from the halacha of Nazirus. And the Gemara says, you know what? That's not a raya to Rava's halacha. So when we say that the raya that we wanted to bring to Rava is not a raya, it's not a raya that he's wrong, it's just that we don't have a raya that he's right, right? We don't have a raya from the zeros. So is that the same as rejecting Rava? So it happens to be the large majority of the Rishonim over here, paskin like Rava. The large majority of the Rishonim, Rashba, the Ran on the Rif, the Ritva, the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Vav, Halach Yud Zayin, the Rush quotes Rava, large majority of the Rishonim passing like Rava. What's interesting, though, is that the Rif does not mention Rava. The Rif leaves Rava out. So the Ran explains, why does the Rif leave Rava out? He says, the Rif also paskins like Rava. He only doesn't mention Rava over here because he's not Goreis in our Mishnah three Shavuos. He's Goreis like Tosfos was Goreis, only two Shavuos. And if that's the case, there's no diuk to make in our Mishnah to support Rava. Meaning, the Rif is Goreis like Rava, like Tosfos' Girsa, that it only mentions Shavuot twice in our Mishnah, but he doesn't hold of Tosfos' diuk that the whole diuk is from Enu Chayev Ela Achas. He rather holds that the only diuk to support Rava is from the third mention. But we don't have a third mention in our Mishnah of a Shavua. So that's why the Ran explains the Rif doesn't bother mentioning Rava over here, but he does bring down Rava in Maseches Nedarim. That's how the Ran explains. However, in the back of the Gemara, the Paras Yosef, one of the Mefarshim in the back of the Gemara, says that he doesn't think the Rif holds like Rava. He says, HaRif Zal Lo Hevi Had Rava. And he says, because Li Nered, the Efshal he says it could be that sometimes, and he brings another example of this from Maseches Bava Kamma, that sometimes when the Gemara is a chiddush, and then the Gemara says, okay, let's bring a raya to that chiddush, and it rejects the raya, sometimes it means we're rejecting the chiddush as well. And that even the person who initiated the chiddush might say, you know what? I always thought that raya that we just tried to bring was actually a raya. Now that you tell me it's not a raya, I'm backtracking on my chiddush. That even Rava himself would have have backtracked and would not say that the second Shavua is hovering and waiting to be Chal when you're Shoal on the first Shavua. He thought he had a Raya from Nazir. Once the Gemara points out that he doesn't have a Raya from Nazir, maybe Rava himself backs out of that Chiddush. That's how the Poros Yosef understands the Rif's understanding of our Gemara. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara, we are now 5-6 lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Nishpal Kikar V'yachla. If a person takes a Shavua on a loaf of bread, and then he eats the loaf of bread, so again, the Shavua was he's not allowed to eat it, and then he went ahead and he ate it. Im Shir Mimena Kazayis, if there's still a Kazayis of bread left over, he hasn't eaten the whole thing, there's a Kazayis left over, Nishal Aleha, it's not too late to back out of that Shavua, meaning the bottom line is, so long as you're not finished, you haven't totally violated the Shavua yet, so long as you haven't violated the Shavua yet, you can still get out of it. You can still be shoal in it. Once you've already violated it, it's too late. Right? What's a person going to do? He's going to take a shvua that he's not going to eat a kikar, eat the whole thing, bring a karban, and then be shoal in it. And then it's going to turn his karban into chulun azar. Obviously, there's a point of no return. So once you've already violated the shvua, it's too late to then go back and be shoal on it. But prior to violating it, you could still be shoal. So if there's still a kazayis left, you could be shoal on the shvua. Achla kula, but once you ate the whole thing, well, then it's too late. Then you can't be shoal in the shvua anymore. So Amar Ravacha b'Rav Rav Ravashi hechidami says, well, wait a second. What exactly was your shvua in this case on this loaf of bread? Ida Amar Shlo Ochel. If his shvua was, I won't eat from it, which means I won't even eat a kezayis of this bread. Let's say the loaf has 10 kezayisin. You say I'm not even going to eat a single kezayis. Shvua Shlo Ochel. So when have you violated the shvua? Right away when you ate the first kezayis. So, achol mikezayis kama avdei liyisurei. You already are in violation from the first kezayis. So therefore, you should not be able to get out of it even after eating the first kezayis. Forget about if you have a kezayis left or less than a kezayis left. Even once you ate the first kezayis, it's too late. You're already in violation. Idar mishlo achal na. If your shvua was not that I'm not going to eat even a kezayis from this bread, your shvua was I'm not going to eat the loaf, which means I'm not going to eat the entire loaf of bread, then my yiri kezayis. Then why do we say if there's a kezayis left, you can't back out? Afilu kol shunami. If there's anything left, I should still be able to. Why do we say if there's a kezayis left, you can back out? You can be shol. If there's anything left, I should still be able to back out because my shvua was I'm not going to eat the entire thing. So as long as there's anything left, I should still be able to back out of the shvua. So what exactly is the case where it's all totally on what the last kezayis? Did you leave a kezayis? Did you not leave a kezayis? So the Gemara says you can understand it in two ways. Iba yisei mishlo ochel, iba yisei mishlo ochalna. You can understand it that he took a shvua that he's not going to eat even a kezayis from this entire loaf, or you can understand it that he took a shvua that he's not going to eat the entire loaf, but less than the entire loaf he will eat. So iba yisei mishlo ochel, the way to understand it that he took the shvua that he's not even going to eat a single kezayis from the loaf. We asked if he says he's not going to even eat a single kezayis from the loaf. The second he ate the first kezayis, it should already be too late to be shoel, no matter how much is left. Migo de mahani leshela kezayis basra, mahani leshela namia kezayis kama. Says Gemara, no. Since you could be shoel on the later kezayisim, because you haven't yet violated those isurim of eating the later kezayisim, so since you could be shoel on those, memeli you could be shoel even on that which you've already violated. Meaning, when you take a shvua, I'm not going to eat from this bread, there's a separate isur on each kezayis of bread. So you ate one kezayis and you have 9 kezayisim left, you can still be shoel on the remaining 9. Those are isurim that you haven't yet violated. So since you can be shoel on those 9, we say you're allowed to be shoel, since it's all connected to the same shvua, even on that which you've already violated, even on the first kezayis. V'iba yisema, or we could understand it, shlo ochalna, that you took a shvua that you're not going to eat the entire loaf. Ishir kezayis chashuv. We ask, wait a second, if your shvua was that you're not going to eat the entire loaf, then why does it have to be that you left over a kezayis to still be shoel? Even if you left over a mashahu, you should still be able to be shoel because you still haven't violated the isser until you finished every last bit of that loaf. Right? Why does it have to be that you leave over a kezayis to be shoel? Says Gemara, because of the following reason. Ishir kezayis chashuv lechulei alei. if you left over kazayis, that's a chashav enough amount to bother with the she'ela for, to make the she'ela be chashav enough to be chal. Meaning, what am I being shoal on? I'm being shoal on whatever I haven't eaten yet. Well, if I have two little tiny crumbs that I haven't eaten yet, that's not a chashav enough amount to be shoal for. V'ilo lo chashav l'tshulele. And that's why if it's a mashahu, it's not chashav enough to be shoal on it. But if it were a kazayis that were remaining, then it's considered to be chashav enough to be shoal on it. If you take a look at the bottom Tosos and the Chav Zayin and Beis, the Gemara initially said, look, if you leave a kazayis, then you could be shoal. If you don't leave a kazayis, you can't be shoal on it, right? If there's still a kazayis left on it, in the kikar, you can still be shoal in the shvua. Says the Tosos, Nira, dechilo shir elapachos mikazayis, dechayiv aleha. When we say that if you only left less than a kazayis, you can be chayiv, afal gav da amr shlo achalna, even though you said, I'm not going to eat it. Your shvua was, I'm not going to eat the entire loaf of bread. And you left over less than a kazayis of the bread. You've eaten almost the entire loaf of bread. So we said you're going to be chayiv on it. Why is that so? You didn't eat the entire loaf of bread. Why are you going to be chayiv? So he says, because it's obvious that you're going to be chayiv. When a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat the entire loaf of bread. So does that mean, let's say a person takes a shvua, he's not going to eat a bowl of soup, the mashal. So does that mean that if he eats the entire bowl of soup and there's still a little bit of soup, you know, attached to the bowl on the side, he has to like lick out the whole bowl of soup, lick out every last mashahu in order to be in violation of his shvuah? You think that's what he meant? That he's going to lick it clean, literally? He's going to lick the bowl clean? So a person takes a shvuah that he's not going to eat a loaf of bread. So let's say a crumb fell on the table or on the floor. He's going to go down on all fours on the floor and start licking up every crumb and picking up every... And that's the only way he's going to be in violation of his shvuah? Davar Pasha, that's not what he meant. He meant, I'm going to eat the loaf, however people eat the loaf, even if there's going to be a few crumbs that are left. So a violation of his Shavua, he's going to have, even if he left over a kol shu, even if he left over less than a kazayis. The mishtava ala kikar, when a person takes a Shavua on the kikar, ain daito shelo yishayir pachas mikazayis. He doesn't mean that he's not going to leave over less than a kazayis. Dein lecha adam shiyochal kikar shalim shalim mat pirur noshu mimenu. No one ever eats a loaf of bread without leaving over some mashahu, some crumbs that fall down. The miftar ad shiyochal gam also pachas mikazayis. Because if you're going to say that he's pater until he eats even that little pachas mikazayis is left, why does the Gemara say later on it's not chashuv enough to be shoal on if there are a couple of pirurim left? If you're going to say that he's not chayiv until he eats those last pirurim, why is it not chashuv enough to be shoal on? His whole shavua is talui on those last few pirurim. Let's say a person takes a shavua, I'm not going to eat even a crumb of this bread, so he's not allowed to be shoal on that shavua. Of course he's allowed to be shoal on that shavua. It's only on a crumb. And I thought the Gemara says if it's only on a couple of crumbs, it's not chashuv enough to be shoal on. So no, you have to say that part of that the nature of his shavua was that his shavua was, I'm going to eat this like normal people eat it. And therefore, even if he leaves over a couple of crumbs, he has already violated the shavua, even if he leaves over those couple of crumbs. Now, granted, he's already violated the shvuah if he leaves over those couple of crumbs. Is he asked to continue then go eat those couple of crumbs? He's already violated the shvuah. Right? A guy says, I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. So he eats the whole loaf and a couple of crumbs fall down. He's violated the shvuah, right? That's what Tosfos just established. Everyone drops a couple of crumbs. He violated the shvuah. Oh, I already violated the shvuah. Can I go eat those couple of crumbs now? It's just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. So says the Maariv Chayis over here, what you see from here, from the fact that the Gemara says, "I Omer Shelo Ochalna Afilu Kol Shehu," that if he says that he's not going to eat it, then even if there's a Kol Shehu left, he should still be able to be Shoel. It's a riot to the Shitas HaRambam, where the Rambam says that even if you take a Shvur that you're not going to eat a Kazayis, so that you're not going to eat some substantial amount, you're not even allowed to eat less than that. Chatzi Shir is also Aser. So it says in Maariv Chayis, what comes out over here is very interesting. Person takes a Shvur, he's not going to eat a loaf of bread, he's in violation of the Shvur as soon as he eats it like a normal person would eat it, even though there are crumbs that are left. But if he were to go and eat those crumbs, that would be a separate iser, an iser of chatzi shir, to go and eat those crumbs. And since that's a separate iser, the Gemara asks, well, there's still iser left to be had. So why can't he be shoal on it? There's still, he's not done yet. There's still Isra that's left to be had, so he should be able to be shoal on it. The Gemara says, nah, but we're not shoal on a couple of crumbs when the primary Isra has already been violated. That's how the Shakal Vitaria works out according to the Shitas HaRambam. That's how the Marzchayis understands that Shakal Vitaria in the Gemara. Okay. Good. So let's see the Gemara Vayter. Actually, just one more point. The Ritva quotes that, let's see Vayter in the Gemara. Let's see Vayter. Meisvei. So ask the Gemara, Misha nadar shtei naziros. Let's say a person takes two naziros. Takes two consecutive, or he's makabel on himself, two sets of naziros. Umana rishona, and he counts the first 30 days for the first nazirus. V'hifreshala karban, and he even gets a karban ready to finish up the nazirus. V'achar kach nishala rishona, and then finds a way out. He's shoel on the first nazirus, and he undoes the first nazirus. It goes away now. Also lo shnia barishona. So then the second nazirus takes the place of the first nazirus. Why is this a kasha on anything we said? Because what happened over here? He counted all 30 days of the first nazirus, meaning first nazirus was over. And then he was shoal on it. So you see that even after the whole thing is over, you've already done it, it's all finished, you could still be shoal. So this is a kasha on what we just said, because we just said that if you take a shvua not to eat a kikar of bread, and then you eat the entire thing, it's too late to be shoal. It's already done, it's already over, you finished the whole thing already. So it's too late to be shoal. Yet by Nazirus we find that it's not too late. You counted all 30 days, the whole Nazirus is over, and the Gemara still talks about a case, the Mishnah still talks about a case, where you're Nishal al Rishona, where you're Shaul on the Nazirus, even though it's done already. Answers the Gemara, not a Raya. Hacham ayaskinim b'shalo kiper. Of there, by the case of the Nazirus, we're talking about a case where you didn't bring your carbon yet. So the Nazirus is not over yet, because you didn't bring your carbon. All the Rishonim ask, they quote the Rimigash, ask, so what? By the Shavuot case, you also didn't bring your carbon yet. I take a shvua, I'm not going to eat the loaf of bread, and then I eat the loaf of bread. Before I bring my karban, I still can't be shovel on the shvua. So why is it any different? By the Nazirus, I counted all 30 days of the Nazirus. I didn't bring my karban, I can be shovel on the Nazirus. I take a shvua on the loaf of bread, I eat the loaf of bread, I didn't bring my karban, and I can't be shovel on the shvua. Why should they be different than each other? So the Rimigash just points out, or the Ritva points out, that a very pashut answer. There's a very important distinction between the carbon you bring for the Nazirus, and the Gemara made this distinction earlier, and the carbon you bring for a shvua. When you bring a carbon for a shvua, it's because you have already violated the shvua, and the carbon is a kapara for violation of the shvua. When you bring a carbon at the end of the period of the Nazirus, it's just part of the process. Nazirus isn't over till you bring the karban. That part of the definition, what part of what you're being mekabel when you become a nazir, is to bring a karban. The karban's not about violating anything. So long as you haven't brought the karban by the nazirus isn't over. By the shavua, even if you haven't brought the karban, you've already violated the shavua. The karban is just to be mechaper for the fact that you've already violated the shvua. The role of the karban is fundamentally different in the two cases, and that's why they're going to be different. That's why when it comes to the Nazirus case, if you were not mechaper yet, if you didn't yet bring your karban, it's not over, and that's why you could still be shoel on it. Frak the Gemara, that's great. Problem is, by the Nazirus case for Atanya Kiper, we learned that you could be shoal in it even if you did bring your carbon already. So says Gemara, okay, b'shol gileach, but maybe you didn't get the haircut yet. At the end of the Nazirus, again, even though we often think of a Nazirus as growing the hair, part of the Nazirus process is at the end of the term of the Nazirus, you shave all the hair off, right? And that's also part of the Nazirus. So as long as you haven't done that yet, your Nazirus isn't over yet, mele, you could still be shoal on it. Rebbe Lezer, he damer tiklachas makva. We're assuming like Rebbe Lezer, who holds that the giluach, that shaving the hair off at the end, is ma'akiv the nazirus, that it's a critical component of the nazirus, that the tiklachas is ma'akiv. The mitzvah eisan, in the back of the Gemara, points out that according to what you see from here is that Rebbe Lezer holds there is such a thing as she'ela by nazirus. If we're going to say that this Mishnah that tells us about being shoal on the nazirus only goes according to the sheet of Rebbe Lezer, so you see that Rebbe Lezer holds there is such a thing as she'ela by nazirus. He says it's interesting only because the Gemara Maseches Nazir on Daf Tes says that according to the Beis Shammai, just like there's no she'ela behegdish, there's no she'ela b'nazirus. Rabbi Eliezer was Shamutehu, he was from the Talmidei Beis Shammai. He happens to hold there's no She'ela by Hegdish, And the Beis Shammai themselves say, because there's no Sheila Bei Hegdash, there's no Sheila Bei Nazirus. So you would think that Rabbi Eliezer, going with the Shita of his Rebbeim, of the Beis Shammai, would say there's no Sheila Bei Nazirus either. But you see in this Gemara that even though Rabbi Eliezer agrees to the Beis Shammai that there's no Sheila Bei Hegdash, he will hold there is She'ela by Nazirus. So not every sheet of Rabbi Eliezer was exactly like the Beis Shammai. So anyway, Frek the Gemara, Vatanya Gileach, but we have a Bryce that says that they were already Gileach, and still you could be Shaul on the Nazirus. So apparently even though the Nazirus is totally over, you could still be Shaul on it. So again, we're therefore stuck with our Kasha. Why by the Shvua, when you've already finished the entire Kikar, is it too late to be Shaul? By the Nazirus, even though you've already finished the entire Nazirus, it's not too late to be Shaul? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Nazirus Karamis. You're asking a stira from Nazirus? Migorim l'shnia shlo tachol, Rishona. What causes the second Nazirus to not be chal right away? Person says, Hareini Nazir once, Hareini Nazir second time also, right away. So the second Nazirus isn't chal for another 30 days. Why not? Because for the next 30 days, he's got to take care of the first Nazirus. But the second Nazirus is wanting to be Chal, it just can't be because the first Nazirus is in the way. So Veina, you get the first Nazirus out of the way, second Nazirus will have the ability to be Chal. But by the Shavua, it's not that way. You take a Shavua, double Shavua on the same Kikar, the second Shavua, it's not that the first Shavua is in the way, the second Shavua is just not Chal. It just can't be Chal at all. Right? It's not waiting to be Chal. It's not going to be Chal when the first Shavua is there. Amemar Amar, Afilu Achla Kula Nishal Aleha. Amemar says, you know what? Even if you've already eaten the entire loaf of bread, he says, I disagree with what Rav said. I think even if you've already eaten the entire loaf of bread, it's still not too late to be Shoal on the Shavua. You could still undo it. Why? Ibishogeg Mechusar Karban. Because if you ate the loaf of bread Bishogeg, you're not done yet because you didn't bring your Karban. Ibimezid Mechusar Malkus. And if you ate it on purpose, you're still not done yet because you haven't gotten your malchus. So until even the onesh and the kapara is over, it's still not too late to be shawel. When is it too late to be shawel? Once you already have your kapara. Once you already did your onesh, have your kapara, that's when it's too late to be shawel. But even if the isser is already over, but the kapara is not already over, you could still be shawel. Aval kaftu ala amud lo. Let's say, for instance, they tied him to the post to give him the malchus already. So then he says, that's already considered that you have your kapara. That's already considered that it's too late to be shoel because you already got your kapara, even though you haven't actually gotten whipped yet. Why is being tied to the post considered something that's significant? Kedishmuel, damar Shmuel, kaftu al amid v'ratz mi beis din pater. Because Shmuel says that if someone is chayv malchus and they tie him to the post to give him malchus and he manages to escape and he runs away, he's going to be pater, because he already got his kapari. He went through the bizayon of being tied to the post and running away, he's already going to be pater. So the same thing over here. You took a shvur that you're not going to eat a loaf of bread. You ate the entire loaf of bread. They tied you to the post already, and then that's it. At that point, you already got your kapara, and therefore it's too late to be shoel. Right? And therefore you're going to have to suffer the lashes, because unless you're able to escape, you're going to have to suffer the lashes, because you already got your kapara. Mm-hmm. Says Gemara, no, it's not a riot at all. The two cases are not comparable. Velohi, hasam ratzachalorat. So the Gemara says, no. When is it called that you got your kapara if you were tied to the post? If you were tied to the post and ran away. The embarrassment of both being tied to the post and also running away, which is embarrassing, to have to be a fugitive, that's the kapara. To have to run away with your shirt off or whatever it is, however they do the malchus, it's embarrassing. So that's going to be the kapara. If you were just tied to the post, you didn't get any kapara yet. And therefore, if you were just tied to the post, the Gemara says, maybe you can still be shoal on the Nazirus, on the Shavua. You only can't be shoal on the Shavua if you've already actually gotten the Malkus. Okay, the Ritva has a whole discussion of what the Shakla Vitaria is over here. There's also a discussion, the Chavis Yari has a tshuva. What about Bizman Hazeh, where you're not chayv Malkus? According to Amemar, that you could be shoal up until the point that you get Malkus. So Bizman Hazeh, we don't give Malkus. Can you be shoal forever? You take a shvur that you're not going to eat a loaf of bread, and then you eat the loaf of bread. So you finished it, you violated the shvur, so you could just still be shoel. Years later, you could still be shoel because you still didn't get your malchus, because no one's ever going to give you the malchus. So can you still be shoel forever? So that's the suffix of the Maritzchias. I'm not the Maritzchias, the Chavis Yar. The Chavis Yar in the Tshuva, what's the source? In Simon Kuf Lamed in the Tshuva, has such a suffix. Okay, he has a discussion about it. Amar Rava, new topic, a little bit of a confusing sugi now. Amar Rava, Shvua shlo ochel kikar zu umochel zu. A guy takes a shvua, I'm not going to eat loaf of bread number one if I eat loaf of bread number two. Meaning, if I don't eat loaf of bread number two, there's no problem with me eating loaf of bread number one. It's only if I eat number two that it's going to be a problem that I eat number one. Va'achal ha'sarishona. You know what? I just labeled them the wrong way, because the Gemara is going to say, I'm not allowed to eat loaf of bread number two if I eat loaf of bread number one. Let's call it that way, because the Gemara is going to refer to Rishona and Shania. So the one that's if I eat this one, that's going to be called the Rishona. The one that I'm not allowed to eat, if I eat the first one, is going to be called the Shania, is going to be called the second one. So I'm not allowed to eat loaf of bread number two if I eat loaf of bread number one. So va'achal is Rishona. Then I actually eat loaf of bread number one, bishogeg, but I ate it bishogeg. So the yesod over here is that if I only ate it bishogeg, that's when the shvua is really supposed to be chal. Once I violate the Tanai, that's the chalos ha-shvua. I have to be cognizant of the violation of the Tanai in order for the shvua to be chal. If I ate the Tanai loaf bishogeg, then the shvua is never really chal, because I wasn't cognizant of what I was doing. So if you eat the Rishona, you eat the Tanai one bishogeg, vashnia b'mezid, even though you eat the second one b'mezid, potter. You're going to be potter when you eat the second one b'mezid, because it just wasn't chal. The shvua was never chal on the first one, with the eating of the first one, because the eating of the first one, I didn't know what was going on. I was bishogeg. What if Rishona b'mezid, I eat the Tanai loaf number one b'mezid, vashnia b'shogeg, and then I eat the Isser loaf b'shogeg, then chayiv. Then, of course, you're going to be chayiv. What are you going to be chayiv? A karban. Like any violation of a shvua b'shogeg, you're chayiv a karban. Shtehen b'shogeg? What if I eat both loaves b'shogeg? Well, of course, pater. Because again, as long as the Tanai loaf is eaten b'shogeg, you're automatically going to be pater. The shvua is never chal. At the time that I eat the Tanai loaf, I need to be cognizant of it. So then, of course, I'm going to be pater. What if I eat both of them b'mezid? Shtehen b'mezid. I eat both loaves b'mezid. So, well, then it depends. Achle l'tana'e v'hadra achle l'yisurei mechayev. If I eat the Tanai loaf first, the one that makes the shvua kick in, I eat that one first, b'mezid, well, then the shvua definitely kicks in. And when I then go and eat the second loaf, b'mezid, I'm going to be chayiv malchus, like any shvua's bitui, that you do b'mezid, you're going to be chayiv malchus. So, of course, I'm going to be chayiv malchus in that case. But what if I do the other way around? I said, if I eat loaf number one, it should be usher for me to eat loaf number two. And then I go and I eat loaf number two first, realizing exactly what I'm doing, and then I go and I eat loaf number one. So what's the halacha? And someone warns me before I eat loaf number two, be careful, if you eat that loaf, you might be in violation of your shvuas bito, and you might get malchus. And then I go and I eat loaf number one after I eat loaf number two. So what's the halacha? So achli l'yisuri v'adra achli l'tanai. I eat the isser one, and then I eat the tanai one. Plukta de Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. That's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Why? What's the machlokas about? It's about Hasra Safek. Leman Yamar Hasra Safek Shema Hasra Chayiv. Leman Yamar Shema Hasra Pater. If you hold Hasra Safek is a valid form of Hasra, then you're Chayiv. If you hold it's not a valid form of Hasra, you're going to be Pater. Why? Because when the guy told me, don't eat loaf number two because you're going to be Chayiv Malkus, I might be Chayiv Malkus if I eat loaf number two, only if I also eat loaf number one. But there's no issue for me to eat loaf number two if I don't eat loaf number one. So what's the definition of Asra Safek? Even if I do exactly what the guy told me I'm not allowed to do, I still might not be chayiv. There still might be an out. So he tells me, don't eat loaf number two because you're going to be chayiv malchus. Maybe. I might be chayiv malchus if I eat loaf number one also, but not if I don't eat loaf number one. Question is that a valid form of Hasra? When you have Hasra Safek, is that a valid form of Hasra? In this Sefer, Chashuk Echemet, he comes up with interesting riddles and cases relating to the, tangentially related, we should say, to the Daf. He discusses, there's a halacha, Mesech Sanhedrin, that if a person is mavir b'no l'molech, a person passes his child over the fire for the molech, so he's chayv misa, right? But if a person is mavir kolban of l'molech, he has 10 children and all of them he gives to the molech, he's pater. So he asks, you should never be able to be chayiv when you're mavir b'no l'molech, because it should always be asra safek. Why? Because you might be mavir the other nine also, and then you're going to be pater. It's a good kasha, right? Uh-huh. He says it's a great Torah riddle. How could it be that if a person doesn't iser, doesn't have veri, he's going to be chayiv misa, but if he repeats that iser, he's going to get off the hook. So, right, that's the example. You mavir the first son l'molech, you're chayiv misa. Then you mavir all the rest of them quickly, you're off the hook, you're not chayiv misa anymore, because you mavir the kalban of the molech. Anyway, so that's the kasha he has on Asra Safek, something to think about. Anyway, next case of the Gemara, and let's complicate matters a little bit more. Talan zubazu, if a person makes the two loaves of bread taller on each other, it's not that one is definitively labeled as the Tanai loaf and one is the Isser loaf. No, he makes them taller on each other as follows. Lo ochel zu im ochel zu. I'm not going to eat loaf number one if I eat loaf number two. And lo achalzu, machalzu, I'm not going to eat loaf number two if I eat loaf number one. Vachalzu bezadon atzma b'shigas chaverta. And he eats the first one, remembering that he has a shvua on it if he eats the other one. But he forgets that the other one is going to be asur if he eats this one. So at the time that he eats number one, he remembers that eating number one is problematic if he eats number two, but he forgets that eating number two is going to be problematic if he eats number one. V'zu b'zadon atzma b'shigas chaverta, and the same story when he eats the second one, pater, then he's going to be pater. Because at the time that he ate the loaf of bread, he was b'shogeg on the chalos of the shvua, because in terms of its tenai element, its quality of tenai, he was a shogeg on that. And the whole key was, the shvua is only chal if at the time that you eat the tenai, you realize what it's doing. You realize that this creates an isser on the other loaf. That, and you didn't realize, you knew that this would be usser if you eat the other one, but you didn't realize that the one I'm eating right now is creating an isser on the other one. So that means that you ate the tenai b'shogeg. That's just a fancier way, a more complicated way of eating the tenai b'shogeg. What if it's the opposite though? Zu b'shigas asma b'zodn chaverta, zu b'shigas asma b'zodn chaverta. If by eating each loaf he remembers that eating this loaf is going to cause the other loaf to be an isser, but he doesn't remember that eating this loaf is itself going to be an isser if I eat the other one. He just knows that eating this loaf is going to cause the other one to be an isser when he eats each one. Then he's going to be chayiv. Then he's going to be chayiv for sure. Shtein b'shogeg, if he eats everything totally b'shogeg, pater. Then he's obviously pater, because again, whenever you eat the tenai b'shogeg, it's automatically going to be pater. Shtein b'mezid, when he does them both b'mezid, ashniya m'chayiv, on the second one, he's definitely going to be chayiv, right? Because the first one created the isser for the second one. Second one is definitely going to be chayiv. If he does a b'shogeg, he's going to be chayiv. Carbon b'mezid, he's going to be chayiv malchus. Arishonis, he chayiv for violating the first one also, plukta, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. That's a machlokus, about asra safek. Because at the time that he ate the first one, he doesn't yet know whether the first one is asur. It depends whether he goes and he eats the second one. That's a machlokus of asra safek. Okay, that's the most complicated few lines of the daf. Amar Rav Mariyafan Anami Tanina. We have a raya to this idea. Nidre Shigagos Ketzad. What's an example of Nidre Shigagos? Meaning this is part of a mishnah. The mishnah says that there are four nidarim that hitiru chacham, that the chacham were matir. And one of them is Nidre Shigagos. So the mishnah goes on to say, what are Nidre Shigagos? A guy takes a neder that konam alai, that a certain thing should be asur to me if I ate today or if I drank earlier today, and then he remembers that he in fact did eat and he did drink, or he says she'eni ochel she'eni shalse. A person says it should be asur to me if I do drink and I do eat later today, and shachach v'yachol v'shasa, and then he forgets what he did earlier and he goes and he eats and he drinks, not realizing that he had taken the neder. Mutter, then it's going to be automatically. Then it's going to be mutter. The Tani Alak Shem Shnidre Shkagos Mutarin Kach Shvur Shkagos Mutaros. And we say just like Nidre Shkagos Mutarin, so to Shvur Shkagos Mutaros. Meaning, what is this a raya to? This is a raya to the idea that if a person takes a shvua with a tenai, that a tenai makes the shvua kick in. And at the time that you do the tenai, that you fulfill the tenai, you are b'shogeg, that's not going to be called that the shvua kicks in. The shvua will not kick in. Just like by nedarim, the neder won't kick in when you violate the tenai b'shogeg, so too a shvua won't kick in when the tenai is violated b'shogeg. Okay, then the Gemara tells a story. Ifa tani shvuas bei Rabba. Ifa, person's name, learned shvuas by the Beis Medrash of Rabba. Pagabe Avimi Achu, and then he ran into his brother Avimi. Ifa and Avimi were brothers, they were both sons of Rachva de Pumbedisa. Fine, so they ran into each other. Ifa was all proud, he just finished learning Masechta Shvuas. Samrele, Shvuas lo achalti, Shvuas lo achalti mahu. So his brother decided, okay, you think you just learned Masechta Shvuas, let me give you a bechina. Person takes a Shvuas lo achalti, Shvuas lo achalti, two identical Shvuas that he hasn't eaten earlier that day. What's the din? Amrele, enu chayiv elacha. Ifa says, that's easy, you're only chayiv one, because it's the same Shvuah. Amalei ishtabashte, he says, no, you're wrong. Hare yatsa shvul l'sheker. When you're taking two shavuos about what you're going to do in the future, shvul shlo ochel kikar zeh shvul shlo ochel, no, you're right, you're only going to be chayiv one, because the shvua can't be chal on an already existing shvua. But if you lie about what happened in the past several times, well, each time you tell the lie, it's a separate chiyuv. A shvua that I didn't eat breakfast, and then there's another shvua I didn't eat breakfast, it's two different lies. So you're going to be chayiv for each and every one. Okay, he says, I'll ask you another kash, another shayla. Shvur shloch al teisha v'asr mahu. What if a person takes a shvur that I won't eat 9 and a shvur that I won't eat 10? What's the din? Somebody says, okay, this one I got. Chayev al kalachas v'achas. You chayev separately because there are two separate shvurs. One that you won't eat 9, one that you won't eat 10. Amalei ishtabashtu. You're wrong. Itesh al lo achil, esal lo achil. Because in the shvur that he won't eat 9, obviously was included that he won't eat 10 because he can't eat 10 until you get to 9 first, and therefore it's not going to be a separate Shavua. So he says, one final Shaila I'll ask you in your Bechina. Let's see how you do. You still have a chance of getting a 33 on the Bechina. Shavua shalochal eser v'teisha mahu. Whatever person says Shavua, he's not going to eat 10 and he's not going to eat 9. What's the din? Einu chayev ala acha. So he says, I got that. You're only going to be chayev once. It's the same Shavua. Armalei ishtabashta. Sorry, you just got a 0. Eser hu delo achil. When you took the shvur that you're not going to eat 10, the shvur was only that you're not going to eat 10. Hatesha mi achil. But that implied that you could eat 9. And therefore, when you took the second shvur that you're not going to eat 9, you're actually adding something new that wasn't included in the first shvur. And therefore, you're 0 for 3. Sorry, brother, you got to go back to the base medrash and continue learning Masechta Shvuos by Rabbah. That's a shot we pick up from there tomorrow.